Los Angeles Firestorm 2025, by the numbers. Emergency officials continued to battle raging fires across Los Angeles County on January 10 in a massive effort to control one of California's most destructive disasters. A red flag fire danger warning expired as the wind slowed down by 6 p.m. Friday, but they could return next week, according to the Natural Weather Service. "We're going to have another Santa Ana wind event Monday to Wednesday," National Weather Service general forecaster Devin Black told the Epoch Times. "The next event should be slightly more moderate, with winds generally ranging from 40 to 60 miles per hour. They may gust as much as 60 to 80 miles per hour in some areas, hampering efforts to extinguish several wildfires blazing in Los Angeles County." Palisades Fire. Size: 21,317 acres. Containment: 8% as of 5:30 p.m. January 10. Victims: at least 5 deaths. Damage: more than 5,000 structures destroyed. Overview: the Palisades Fire is the largest and most destructive wildfire burning in Los Angeles County and the third most destructive wildfire in California's history. It started at 10:30 a.m. January 7 southeast of Palisades Drive in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, on the far west side of Los Angeles by the coast. Strong and life-threatening Santa Ana winds fueled the flames that spread quickly through multimillion-dollar homes and estates, burning several celebrity residences to the ground in Pacific Palisades and nearby Malibu. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Curfew: the California National Guard will help Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies and other surrounding local law enforcement by enforcing a curfew in evacuated zones from 6 p.m. Friday to 6 a.m. Saturday. Evacuation shelters: several areas remain under evacuation orders or warnings around the fire zone, including neighborhoods in Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, Malibu, and Calabasas. Shelters have been opened for evacuees at the following locations: Calvary Community Church, 5495 Via Rocas, Westlake Village; El Camino Real Charter High School, 5440 Valley Circle Boulevard, Woodland Hills; Pasadena Convention Center, 300 E Green Street, Pasadena; Stoner Recreation Center, 1835 Stoner Avenue, Los Angeles; Westwood Recreation Center, 1350 South Sepulveda Boulevard, Los Angeles; Richie Valens Recreation Center, 10736 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, Pacoima; Pan Pacific Recreation Center, 7600 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles; Pomona Fairplex, Gate 3, 601 West McKinley Avenue, Pomona. Animal Evacuation Shelters for Small Animals: El Camino High School, 5440 Valley Circle Boulevard, Woodland Hills; American Red Cross Sheltering Site, a mobile animal shelter for small animals only; Agora Animal Care Center, 29525 Agora Road, Agora Hills; Baldwin Park Animal Care Center, 4275 Elton Street, Baldwin Park; Carson Animal Care Center, 216 West Victoria Street, Gardena; Castaic Animal Care Center, 31044 Charlie Canyon, Castaic; Downey Animal Care Center, 11258 Garfield Avenue, Downey; Lancaster Animal Care Center, 5210 W Avenue 1, Lancaster; Palmdale Animal Care Center, 38550 Sierra Highway, Palmdale. Animal Evacuation Shelters for Large Animals: Pomona Fairplex, 1101 West McKinley Avenue, Pomona; Industry Hills Expo, 16200 Temple Avenue, City of Industry; LA Equestrian, 480 Riverside Drive, Burbank; Castaic Animal Care Center, 31044 Charlie Canyon, Castaic; Eaton Fire. Size: 14,117 acres. Containment: 3% as of 5 p.m. January 10. Victims: at least 6 deaths. Damage: more than 5,000 structures destroyed. Overview: the Eaton fire started at about 6:15 p.m. January 7 near Altadena Drive and Midwick Drive in Altadena and Pasadena, about 15 miles east of Los Angeles. Firefighters extinguished several hot spots Thursday night and aircraft were dropping water and retardant near Chantry Flats, where the flames were growing. Curfew: the California National Guard will help Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies and other surrounding local law enforcement by enforcing a curfew in evacuated zones from 6 p.m. Friday to 6 a.m. Saturday. Evacuation shelters: several areas of the fire zone remain under evacuation orders or warnings, including Pasadena, La Canada Flintridge, Altadena, Sierra Madre, Arcadia, and Monrovia. A shelter has been opened for evacuees at the following location: Pasadena Convention Center, 300 East Green Street, Pasadena. Animal evacuation shelters: Baldwin Park Animal Care Center, 4275 Elton Street, Baldwin Park, for small animals. Industry Hills Expo Center, 16200 Temple, City of Industry, for large animals. Hearst Fire. Size, 771 acres. Containment, 37% as of 2 p.m. January 10. Victims, none reported. Overview: the Hearst fire started at about 10:30 p.m. on January 7 near Diamond Road in Sylmore. Officials reported no structures have been damaged in the fire. Evacuation shelters: no evacuation orders remain in place for the Hearst fire. Kenneth Fire. Size, 1,052 acres. Containment, 50% as of 5:30 p.m. January 10. Victims, none reported. Overview: the Kenneth fire started at 3:35 p.m. January 9 at Victory Boulevard, west of Gilmore Street in the West Hills area of Los Angeles, and has since grown into Ventura County. The cause of the fire remained under investigation Friday. Evacuation shelters: all evacuation orders and warnings issued for the Kenneth fire have been lifted. Archer Fire. Size, 19 acres. Containment: while no containment has officially been reported, officials say fire growth has been stopped. Victims, none reported. Overview: the Archer fire started at about 11:30 p.m. January 10 at Cessnan Boulevard, north of Meadowlark Avenue, Granada Hills. It was quickly extinguished by ground and air attacks. Evacuation shelters: all evacuation orders have been lifted. Smaller fires. The Lydia fire, which started at 2 p.m. on January 8 in the 5700 block of Soledad Canyon Road in Acton, grew to nearly 400 acres. The fire is 98% contained. No injuries or damage were reported. The Sunset fire started at about 6 p.m. January 8 in the 2300 block of Solar Drive in the Hollywood Hills. It has since been extinguished. The fire consumed about 43 acres. All evacuation orders have been removed.